Okay, so time to put it all in a bundle, and by now you'd realize that the most powerful asset you've got, the most precious asset you've got, is actually your mindset, because that's going to get you through the tough times, and of course it's going to help you to maximize the benefits when things are going really well. So what is it that I'm saying that I recommend that you do on a regular basis? We'll see how much of this you can get into your life. We call it the essentials because really, if you're not prepared to do this, then the rest of it's not going to happen. So understand that the single most important thing that you can do is get inside yourself every day. Now I said meditate each day, but if you would prefer to pray, do that. Do anything that is introspective and takes you within. Of course, we've provided you with the meditations that have worked for hundreds of thousands of people. So if you haven't got anything better, start there, because we know that there's a bottom line, ground level of success at that level. Of course, modify it as you go. But every day as a part of your routine. That doesn't mean you've got to find half an hour to block out each day. If that's really impossible, or if you have one of those days where it's just really difficult to fit it in, then why not half a dozen 5-minute meditations? And you'll notice that every time that you take a few moments out of your day, stop the rush and the hurly-burly to get inside of yourself, there are instant, immediate benefits. So get it into your life. As people say to me, Paul, if there was only one thing that you recommend that I do, if I could only fit one thing into my life, what would that one thing be? This is it, baby. But if you can fit more, and I'm going to suggest we all can, before we go on, one thing I would say is lengthen it out. In other words, look at half an hour a day. Ideally, half an hour in one go. If that's not possible, like I said, several smaller ones, maybe 2 15-minute meditations. If it's going to be 6 5-minute meditations, okay. But see if you can get an hour of meditating per day into your life. So look to be increasing the amount or the time meditating, because you'll find that the benefits are just so fantastic that you'll want to multiply them. And we know that the results multiply them. So increased results come from increased meditation, which is opposite to the traditional Western way of thinking, which is, you know, I've got to stop sitting here wasting time and I've got to get on with it. That's just this, you know, crazy thing going on up there. Now, if you can fit in more than one thing, and I'm going to suggest that you can, then the next thing is get yourself a goal book and use it. We outline the process for how to do that. Simply put, we know that people with goal books have higher levels of success than people without them. We could explain why, and I won't bother. Just get yourself a goal book and use the thing regularly. Really important that you do that. If you're worried about what do I do with the goals that I don't reach, then that's simply a matter of recalibrating from there. It's simply a matter of saying to yourself, okay, well, I failed to reach that goal. Let's have a look at how far I got towards it. Maybe that's no distance. Maybe it's quite some distance. Have a look at recalibrating. What is it teaching me? What does it come to teach me? What do I need to learn from not being successful in this? What do I need to learn? What's going to move me forward? Who can I get help from? Move yourself forward from there. It may turn out to be the best thing in the entire goal book is the difficulty that you experience because you didn't reach a goal. So grab the goal book and use it. Next thing I would say is learn a new language. In other words, talk it up. What we've got to do is we've got to externalize much of our internal message. So if you're finding that you're really struggling with something, then maybe you talk it up as something separate to you. Maybe you say, you know, I'm really, you know, in fact, my wife Mary and I, we used to say to each other as a way of making sure struggle didn't get to us, because we're all going to go through struggle, but as a way of making sure it didn't get to us, you know, I'd say, hey, young darling, she'd say, I'm doing cranky 14-year-old. And what that meant was, she's not the victim of a cranky 14-year-old, she's doing it, she's going through it. It was separating her from that. Grab your dictionary, if you have one, go through the dictionary and cut some words out and throw them down the toilet. Words like try, want to, should, have to, ought to, all of those sort of things. And pick up the responsibility words. Pick up the words like, you know, what's this come to teach me? I'm learning, so I'm having a learning experience. Learning experience is what we refer to as something that didn't go the way that we want to. You know, when the Dalai Lama misses a plane, he doesn't talk about missing a plane. He talks about finding an extra opportunity for some more meditation. So change how we talk and start to talk the language that you would, that a constant goal kicker would talk. That's really important. Understand that you've invested plenty of time in doing this program. Hopefully you've done it pretty quickly and smash your way through it, and it's all pretty much there, still in your awareness. That being the case, understand the next 30 days really matters, because what you do in the next 30 days is most likely going to become habit, because that's enough time. You know, people say, oh, 28 days to form a habit. I'm not so sure. What I do know is if you promise yourself to meditate every day for the next 30 days, to use your goal book and to talk differently, what's going to happen is there's going to be enough of a shift in your life for results to start to come. And once you start to get results as a consequence of thinking and acting differently, well, then it's easy to propel. And maybe one day it'll become habitual. I've been at this thing for 32 years. I still have to remind myself. I still have to put it into my ritual to go and meditate. So I don't know about habitual. What I do know is that I'm not going to go without it, because if I want a great day, then it begins with meditating. If I want a crappy day, all I've got to do is skip meditating, and pretty much that's going to show up somewhere down the track. So the next 30 days is not a matter of getting something established as a habit. It's a matter of actually giving yourself time to generate some results so you can see what you're getting for your effort. Pretty simple, really. The other thing I'd recommend is that we cannot overemphasize the benefit of getting yourself in shape. So if you're carrying a few extra kilos, and you know, if you're wondering whether I'm kind of, you know, I'm a spook and I can see through the camera, no, I can't. But we know that two-thirds, fully 66% of Australians, Americans, Western culture in general, are overweight or obese. So what is the advantage of getting in shape? Basically, it boils down to this. I can't describe to you the personal benefits in terms of increased confidence, increased ability to get on with it, lots of energy and excitement that come from dumping the weight that you don't need. And as a friend of mine said, who lost 40 kilos over a period of time, you know, he didn't lose it magically, which is what we'd all like, he had to put in the effort. And I said to him, you know, you must be excited about this 40 kilos that's gone. He said, I'm not as excited about that as I am about the person who's become. He said, I've learned tenacity, I've learned stickability, I've learned courage, I've learned to not necessarily listen to my stomach. He said, I've got heaps of energy, I'm getting massive amounts of things done, I'm kicking goals left, right and center. He said, the actual weight loss, even though that was the thing I really wanted, is lowest on the list of benefits. So I'm going to suggest get it into your daily program, an hour's worth of exercise, paying real attention to getting the killers out of your diet, you know, the fat and the sugar. We don't need them. Look at portion control. Do whatever it is that you've got to do. Go back to that session where I talk about exercise and diet and find the right one for you, because the benefits of being physically strong show up inside as well. If you want to be internally strong, one of the ways of making that happen is to work on your body. And remind yourself that if this course has been good for you, it's going to be good for you again, because, you know, 12 months from now, you're going to be in a completely different place. And if you're in a completely different place because you've got a whole bunch of successes behind you and a few failures as well, but you'll have learned from them, then you'll see this whole thing completely differently. And, you know, as I've said, I'm probably saying it too much. Over 32 years of teaching this course live, what we find is people come back a year or two later, 5 years sometimes down the track, and they say, Paul, you've changed the course. I haven't changed the course, but the position that they're looking from is completely different. Remember, revision works. I don't think you can make it on your own. So I think it's really important that you grab people that are quality human beings and do what you can to drag them into your life. Now, you probably don't want to go out there with a rope and lasso them. What I'm saying is that when you come across someone who has substance, who has quality, who thinks like you think, or is heading in the same direction as you are, or is inspiring, or whatever it is, then do what you can to make that into a relationship. Don't do that in a creepy kind of a way. Just see if they're interested in having coffee and see what happens. See if they ring you after that and want to have coffee again. Not everybody has to like you. Not everybody will like you. But there's enough of them out there. If you just extend the hand of friendship and see what happens and understand that, you know, lots of people are busy, then over a period of time, you're going to drag really good people into your life and you're going to have a magnificent support group because you've designed it rather than let it happen by accident. Really, really important thing to do. One of the ways of doing that is to recommend this program to your friends, because what if they got massive benefits out of it? And now you've got someone really close to you that you can talk this language with constantly. So have a friend educated by us if that's going to help. Take time to regularly clear out your emotions. You know those buckets inside of you, anger, sadness, fear, shame, guilt. It's tempting to say, look, I emptied them. The reality is, no, you empty them, but they fill up again, because there's enough going on around us for those buckets to fill up. So it's a thing that you will need to pay attention to over a period of time, is to regularly clear your emotions so that you're coming from neutral, so that you're not full of one or the other and ready to get triggered and fire off and have a, you know, go ballistic over a trivial event simply because the stress or the pressure is built up on you. So it's incumbent upon us to take responsibility for how we feel, how we are reacting to the world. And in fact, we want to change from reacting to the world to responding to the world. So to do that, to respond, to choose an appropriate response, means I've got to be coming from neutral. I've got to be clear in here. So take time to do that. I want to leave you with three key ideas. They're inescapable. They're probably not the best news you've ever heard, but if you work with them, they can be the best news you've ever heard. So these three keys boil down to, number one, repetition works. If you know how to touch type, if you can play a musical instrument, if you can do that, you know that repetition works. If you can drive a motor car whilst you are eating your lunch, you know that the repetitive act of driving the car, eventually you didn't have to think about it, it became automatic. So if you want something to be automatic, then you have to repeat it, which is why a couple of minutes ago I said, talk it up, repeat it, speak it out loud, because the more you repeat it, the more you hear it, then the better you go. So repetition works. Now that can be a bit of an unfortunate thing, because we kind of look at that and go, oh God, how long am I going to have to repeat it? Well, not as long as you think. Because with this new way of framing things, this new way of looking at the world and the concept of mental rehearsal, repetition done the way we're recommending in this program takes about 30% of what normal people need for you to pick up a new program. So we're saying you can change habits with 30% of the effort that a regular person would need, because we're doing repetition at the subconscious level as well as at the conscious level. That makes it really, really powerful. The other thing you want to do is be aware that intensity matters. You can't go into the gym and lift the same weights every day, because what happens is your body adjusts to that pressure or that tension, whatever you want to call it, and then once it's adjusted, nothing much happens. You're doing the same thing. So you have to increase the weight or increase the number of repetitions or change the activity, whatever. And quite often when you see somebody cross-training, what they're doing is they're shocking their body because they're giving it higher levels of intensity with a new activity rather than lifting really heavy weights maybe, but the body got used to it. So mix it up and look at increasing intensity, because expect more from yourself. You know, the next year, you should be expecting more from yourself than this year, because if you're getting better, you're getting more effective. If you're getting more effective, you'll be achieving more. So one of the ways to measure intensity is how much you can get done. How much you can get done regardless of what's going on around you and what all the difficulties are and the problems are. And look at the people around you. And what you'll notice is over a period of time, you start to be more powerful. You start to get things done that other people say take them 3 days. So be aware of that. But understand, basically, we need to be accountable. Now, there are two ways to do this, and the first and the most obvious is we know that people who go to the gym and meet a training partner, they go more often, and the reason they go more often is that they won't let their partner down. So on the days when they're reluctant, or on the days when they'd rather sleep in, then they actually get up and go because they're not going to let their friend down. That's a fantastic thing. What it means is people who have a training buddy go to the gym more often, and when they're in the gym, because there's someone there encouraging them, then they actually do more in the gym. That becomes exponential. Go more often, do more while you're there. That's exponential. They multiply each other. But the problem with it is we're accountable to another person. The person you really want to be accountable to is yourself. So that when you say to yourself, I'm going to go 30 days without chocolate, there's someone in there you can trust. There's someone in there who has a track record of actually delivering what it is you said you would, like we would for a friend. So look at being accountable. Get accountability buddies for whatever you want to do. They're fantastic. Fantastic. I'll say it again. They're fantastic. But work on becoming accountable to yourself as well. Our big message pretty much boils down to this. I've kept a blank screen for it. Happily pursue your goals. In other words, get up in the morning and decide to be happy. That's actually what we're here for, is to have a happy, joyful, loving, peaceful experience here on planet Earth. So make that decision early in the day and then go after what you want, rather than pursue your goals and say to yourself, you'll be happy when you reach the goals. Many people do that. They say, well, look, I'll be happy when I get the house paid off, or I'll be happy when I get the kids in school, or I'll be happy when, you know, I'm making more money, or I'll be happy when I'm falling in love and I'm with the partner of my dreams, and I'll be happy when, never happens. Happily, go after it. That way, if you drive your car into the side of a bus and you ride it off and, you know, you've got a broken leg and all that, you can be happy about being alive, rather miserable about your broken car and your broken leg. So happily pursue your goals rather than pursue your goals as a means of generating happiness. It's been an absolute pleasure being with you.